T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Standing by on our West Her Hotline is John Murphy. He'll have the call of Sunday's game with Eric Wood and Sal Capaccio here on WGR. His Football Friday segment brought to you by M&T Bank, the official bank of the Buffalo Bills. What's up there, Mr. Murphy? Happy Football Friday.
Thank you, Howard. Same to you.
Murphy, you got to be looking forward to this Sunday's game. I think, you know, as a broadcaster, it's one of those games you get really pumped up for because, you know, the atmosphere is going to be fantastic. It's a big game. Biggest home game since the 04 finale. I mean, it's got to be right up there, right, in the last 15 years.
Yeah, last 15 or 20, yeah. And I get pumped up for most games. But, yeah, you're right. This one especially, you know, a meaningful December game where they've been in short supply in these parts for decades now. And this is a really interesting game, I think. I've been thinking about it. Well, we've had 10 days between games, or we will have had 10 games between games, and a lot of time to think about it. I found myself, you know, going to the Baltimore tape looking for schematic solutions, like what do you do with this guy, Lamar Jackson? How do you handle this? And then by the end of the first tape I watched, I thought it's not really schematic. It's physicality. They are probably the most physical team I've seen all season long. They pound you. They run it more than anybody else. They run it 37 times a game. The Bills run it 30 times a game, which is third in the league. But they run it. They're physical. The tight ends are great blockers. They have a 300-pound fullback who wants to plow people over. Great tough runner in Mark Ingram. And, of course, the quarterback who breaks all the molds and all the prototypes of the way he plays. A really fun and interesting team to watch and a really big challenge for the Bills.
So if you're the Bills, if you're Leslie Frazier and Sean McDermott and the Bills, how do you try and counter that kind of physicality, that kind of beef up front?
It's physicality. You got to tell your players, hey, be ready. We're gonna have to try to beat them down. I think there's the more you look for, you know, and I plan on doing more research on this, I guess, in the next 48 hours, but the more you look for schematic solutions, the less you find. I think it has a lot to do with being disciplined, and players have talked about being disciplined with their eyes this week against this opponent, you know, because the read option fakes are spectacular. It's a viable option. He can give it to Ingram. He can keep it himself. I'm talking about Lamar Jackson here. And it's tough to find sometimes. He's such a great handler of the ball that it's tough to find exactly where the ball is. And so I think the guys want to wait and make sure that he's got it or Ingram has it. And while you wait, you're falling behind, you know. That makes it very difficult. And then it's just physicality to it. Again, maybe I'm putting that ahead of schematics right now, just, you know, pounding him and making him pay the price if he wants to run it 15, 20 times a game, making the Lamar Jackson pay the price, putting him down on the ground, putting him down hard. I think that'll go a long way towards deciding the outcome of this game.
Murph, I think, you know, you look at Baltimore, one of the reasons why it's such a tough matchup against them is they have so many different options. It isn't just, you know, stop Lamar Jackson. And in their running game, you know, you got to deal with Mark Ingram. You got to deal with Gus Edwards. You mentioned the tight ends. I'm going to guess they're the deepest in terms of tight ends. How many teams have three tight ends that are among their top five receivers? And then you have, you know, the really good rookie in Marquise Brown, too, in their receiving corps. So it's multifaceted. They offer so many different challenges to try and deal with.
Yeah, they do, and it's extremely well-coached, and I think the world of Greg Roman, their offensive coordinator, did a good job here in a little bit more than a year. You know, there are limits to their offense. They don't throw it to outside the numbers very often. They don't throw it to the outside terminals very often. When they do find Marquise Brown and Miles Boykin and some of the other receivers, they're typically on crossing patterns over the middle. You'll find the more you watch them that Lamar Jackson wants to throw to the middle of the field and not to the outside, not outside the numbers. So that's a limitation. The tight ends are solid, three of them. They've combined for 101 catches. What they really do well is block, I think, and that's part of the physicality they bring to the game. And they'll line those tight ends up in the backfield at the line of scrimmage, line them up as fullbacks, and they just want to pound people. And I think I'm not saying it's not a perfect offense. It's unique. But what really makes them go is their physicality, I believe, and that's what the Bills are going to have to try to match.
John Murphy with us, 803-0550 for your Bills-Ravens questions, comments, opinions. Murph, you know, you always put together storylines. One of them going into the Dallas game would have been, how does Josh Allen handle the big stage and the spotlight and all that stuff, national TV? And I feel like we're going to be bringing this up with you for at least the next three games, because this is a big game, a big stage against what a lot of people will say is the best team in football. And then there's a primetime game in Pittsburgh that could have playoff implications in terms of clinching. And then who knows what happens in the next 2 weeks. Maybe they're playing for the division in New England. So how do you think, I guess, I'm asking you to look into your Murph crystal ball. How do you think Josh handles the big stage Sunday? And having gone through some pressure in Dallas, could that help him deal with what's about to come?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think he handles it well. And even with these big games coming up, I'd be stunned if there's any TV audience bigger than the 32.5 million who watched the Thanksgiving Day game in Dallas. There's nobody, you know, that's going to be the number one rated regular season game of the year, I think, in terms of viewers. And, you know, my partner during the week, Steve Tasker, has pointed this out a lot since the Dallas game, how, you know, Josh has this, had this, we talked about a lot early this season, this record of fourth quarter comeback wins, and he's done that, indicating that he handles the pressure, he handles the, you know, the tight situations. And now you've got the Dallas game and a couple of others where big audience, big stage, and a couple more coming up over the next month, as you propose. And yeah, I think it's pretty evident that he handles the pressure pretty well. He's done it already, I think, so far in his, 23, 24, this will be his 24th NFL start, I believe. I mean, he's handled the pressure in the big stage so far, so there's no reason to think he won't continue to do so.
Do you think this will be one of the best secondaries he'll face all season? I know we would have talked about that before the New England game. You know, there might have been a guy or two another, but I think in terms of the unit, whether it's a quartet or nickel, whatever, this would be one of the top challenges for him, right?
I guess, yeah. I'm trying to think who else it may be, and so you want to make him best. I'd have to think about that and maybe look over the schedule and the people who are playing. It's a good secondary. I'll tell you the truth, I like Buffalo's secondary better than the Ravens' secondary, just in terms of out-and-out talent. Earl Thomas has a big name. I don't know if he's living up or playing up to that big name, a pretty good free agent acquisition that they had. Marcus Peters, another big name, who I think had some tough moments against the 49ers last week. So they've got some stars back there. I'd rather have Buffalo's defensive backfield right now than Baltimore's.
What's the biggest key for the Bills' offense on Sunday to try and beat Baltimore's defense?
Physical. Be ready to pound it. You know, I think they got to get outside with the run game. They're both going to want to run. But I think there's avenues outside the tackles for the Bills to make some yardage there. And fortunately for them, Devin Singletary has been great outside the tackles. I think he's one of the top outside runners in the NFL in terms of yards per carry. So that would be the key. Run the ball. Make sure you get to the perimeter. Run it to the outside and be ready to be physical. You know, as much as the Baltimore offense is physical, the defense is right there with them with some big, strong, big linebackers and a pretty good defensive front. So the Bills are going to have to win this one in the trenches. I look for kind of a slugfest, you know, smash-mouth game. I think it'll be fun to watch.
Final thing for you, Murph. I want to ask you a little bit about Cole Beasley the last two games. You know, we talked a lot about him going back to training camp and how he could turn out to be a really key pickup and a big weapon. And as John Brown has emerged, I think he's also drawn more attention of opposing defenses. Can you talk a little bit about Beasley? Because I think in the last two games, you know, not just the Dallas game, but even the Denver game, he's come up really big and helped out the passing game.
Yeah, I think, you know, Josh Allen is just still in the process of getting used to Cole Beasley and some of the other weapons he has at his disposal, including the tight ends. I think Dawson Knox has more to offer this offense. But,
yep.
Beasley is so reliable and does a great job of getting open. And I think he's, you know, he can see the field well, and he can convey that. He can communicate that with Josh Allen helping him there. So as good as he's been the last couple of weeks, I think there's more for Beasley to do in this offense. And I think we'll see it down the stretch here.
Enjoy the game Sunday. We'll talk about it with you Monday morning.
Okay, thanks, Howard.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.